Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into hour number three, Eric Nordstrom joining us in the next segment. Then I've got a deputy air pollution control officer from a major U.S. city joining us to talk about the new greenhouse gas taxes, the new carbon footprint, the beginning of your enslavement. So that's coming up in 1 hour. I got a lot of news here that I haven't gotten to, but the most incredible story of the day is Reuters Chertoff. Israeli-run company to command feds and police with domestic checkpoints. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I mean, he really is Mossad. Chertoff's mother really is the founder of Mossad. And I just have a problem with felons, foreigners, illegal aliens being our military, our police. And it really is true that a lot of leadership positions are being staffed, not just with Israelis, but, and there's no such thing as dual loyalty, folks. These people work for Israel. They're here to work for Israel. They're allowed to go back to Israel when they commit crimes. It's like a base camp where nobody else has a place they can run but Israel, and then it's invincible. You can do whatever you want, just go back to Israel, and it's just shameful. But Chertoff said they also want to have Homeland Security roving teams in public places, and then you go into the federal plans, it's malls, streets, everywhere. And, quote, with Israelis training them how to spot terrorists and how people who look suspicious and off your eye movement and just all this quackery. And then they claim that gets around the Fourth Amendment. It's just, look, I'm getting sick of secret police, and I'm getting sick of you un-American trash. Just stay away from me, okay? Your boss is shipping the drugs. They carried out the terror attacks, and I'm tired of it. I'm tired of your murder. I'm tired of your corruption, your grandstanding about how you're doing this all to keep me safe from terrorism. Look, I know what you did. Okay, and I know what the government is. It's a private group of corporate whores brainwashing the public to now accept global taxes paid directly into the central banks. I played the BBC telling you, you're going to pay your taxes into private banks. And I'm mad. U.S. big cities, big gains against Al-Qaeda. I misspoke. U.S. sites, big gains against Al-Qaeda. Group is facing setbacks globally, CIA chief says. This is always the same propaganda. They say Al-Qaeda's everywhere. Bin Laden's about to strike. There's a new wave of Al-Qaeda. They're sure to attack with the new president to test our resolve, to energize the new president for police state and new wars. You know, doing exactly what the Arabs don't want, exactly what helps the globalists. You know, the Al-Qaeda always does that. Motive, means, capability, it's a globalist. Been caught red-handed hundreds of times, at least. And now they're just running around saying, always right after they say they're going to kill us, they're everywhere, they're unstoppable, they say, oh, no, we've made big gains. So that's basic behavioral psychology. They come in and say, oh, my God, you're in great danger, everything's horrible, monsters are going to get you. It's like meanly walking into your child and saying, there's monsters, they're going to eat your guts, and they're hiding under the bed, but by hugging me and being good, and mommy, daddy's here, hug me, oh, they don't exist now, I'll keep you safe. The monsters are everywhere, they're going to get you, everything's horrible, but I'll keep you safe from them, oh, it's okay, it's not that bad. There are monsters, but I ran them away, you baby. First, there's a big monster going to get you. He's getting stronger. He's coming at you. He's horrible. Al-Qaeda's everywhere. Oh, my gosh. He's reconfigured. He's about to nuke us. It's all over. Oh, my gosh. And then, don't worry. I ran him off, though, for now. It's not as bad as it was. Come here. Come here under those black wings. Yes. Oh, don't mind that knife I'm sliding into your heart. Ah, there you go. That's right. Never mind those gas prices. Never mind your name being destroyed as an American. We use your name for ourselves. Oh, yes. You're bleeding to death now. It won't be long.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let's go ahead now for about a five-minute update and talk to the guy that originally started the Ron Paul money bomb. He's Eric Nordstrom. He's got the website InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. There's links to that where you can actually give on PayPal or where you can give via credit card, or there's a toll-free number going up there in the next hour or so. May already be up there. I haven't looked in about an hour. And where you can call starting tonight at midnight, going into Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening until midnight, Saturday going into Sunday morning. And we really appreciate everybody, and it's going to be exciting, and we're going to use it for equipment, cameras, a better office. Frankly, things are so expensive. I mean, we're not a huge operation, but we're already spending more than $100,000 a month. In fact, well over that. So, yeah, that's how much money's coming in. It's going right back into the operation. That's why other people can't get stuff off the ground and can't do it, because money comes in, they got to hold on to it. Because they worship the birdcage liner. I don't. And I need your help, ladies and gentlemen, going to the next level and expanding. And also, it reaffirms the idea of the money bomb. Eric, your take on what's going on. Had a lot of more pledges. People are getting excited. And we're right up there at $80,000 now pledge. And I think it's going to be even a lot bigger than that. I certainly hope it is, Eric.
Yeah, you know, over the last few days, I've got a good feeling. You know, you go into these things, and as long as you feel like, you know, $1 is more than zero, you're in there. But, yeah, I mean, we'd love to have the money. We'd love to, you know, I'd like to see your show on Cable Dish Network. And the whole idea is you got to get inspired. You got to, you know, put a product out. And I'd like to see this. This is an investment. I consider this an investment. The money that I put in, the time that I put in, this is an investment in the future because we are, you know, we are fighting an information war. I put a couple of videos on the website. I put one up there specifically. It's actually the, I think it was like the fourth video on the way down. And that's the kind of thing that we're running into. You got a lot of people out there that just think that, you know, any information other than what the normal, you know, run-of-the-mill Fox story is just total kooky.
Well, you know, here's the deal, Eric. I just ignore the naysayers and I move forward. Because they're not going to wake up. They're invested in the lie. And this is done psychologically. And the Globalist Right Policy reports on this. When they came out and said, torture children sexually in front of their parents in White House memos, ordering the military to do that, that was the lowest pit of hell you can get, sexually torturing children, I guess, other than killing them, which they also do in some cases. And so once people defended the torture, they had made a deal with Satan, a deal with the devil, a deal with Jeffrey Dahmer, a deal with Ted Bundy, with John Wayne Gacy, a deal with hell, and then they have to defend no matter what happens. And they call that the cement of blood. And they know exactly what they're doing. They understand what they are doing. So once they get you to commit, I mean, look, I get emails every day saying oil prices aren't up and there's no inflation and I'm a dirty liar and that there's no new world order as they announce it all over television. So, you know, there's going to be a group of people who have wed themselves to evil. They think they're good guys and they are never, I mean, that's why Nazis would do more and more evil. That's why the Soviets would do more and more evil because once somebody's attacked me and said I'm a liar or I'm this or I'm that, they can never go back. Most of them don't have the moral courage to admit they were wrong, so they're always going to attack me and just add more lies onto what they claim about me or Ron Paul or somebody else because they can't ever admit they were wrong. Me, I will admit I'm wrong. Me, I will admit when I've done something, and I'm not saying I'm some great person, but, you know, I want to have integrity. Eric, again, other issues about the money bomb.
Well, it certainly is a matter of perspective. I'm always having to correct people in as far as the value of the dollar is actually going down, whereas they think the gas prices and whatnot are going up. And so, again, it's a matter of perspective. And that goes along with the same with the money bomb. You know, you can't sit there and think the money bomb is an exclusively political thing, or even if you do think it's a political thing for candidates. I can't think of a better way for helping all candidates, you know, no matter what party. Of the constitutional nature, you know, to be able to be on Dish Network, to be able to be hosted by Alex Jones and on videos. I think a lot of the reason that, say, Ron Paul got his popularity was because of the videos that he was on from Freedom of Fascism, etc. I mean, you know, people saw him on those movies, and that's where a lot of the fascination came for Ron Paul.
Well, Eric, let me break it down for people to be specific. I was already planning, and I got the lease. I got to finish up with a lawyer and sign it to move in a bigger office because we're stacked up on top of each other. And I am going to do at least once a week Dish Network show. That's all I have the money for. Maybe if I was able to get sponsors, move it to once a day or 5 days a week. But if we had $1 million come in, we would, for about a year, be able to build a basic studio, have my show once a day, re-air on the weekend, and then catapult that into some type of network from that. That's how Democracy Now! Started. And then, you know, they have Willie Nelson, everybody else once a year goes and has a fundraiser. They raise $4 or $5 million, and that funds it for a year. And they've got dozens of shows now and tens of millions a day tune in. And then it gets magnified on the Internet. The problem is they're putting out somewhat of an anti-establishment, but with a leftward angle. It's certainly better than Fox and CNN.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still anti-gun and a few other things I don't like. I know Willie doesn't like, but he still overall supports it. And so, I will do this. This is a lot of work I'm stepping into. This is a big commitment. But, yeah, if 100,000 comes in, that'll just let me get a once a week, twice a week, three times a week show up quicker. That'll let us have better computers, a few more staff. I mean, because 100 grand, that hires two or three people at decent living and then maybe a few computers. I mean, it takes a lot of money to do this, folks. And that's one reason I've been effective. I'll say it again. Because money comes in here and it goes right back into equipment and personnel, and we just don't bring in enough to go to the next level. And so instead of crawling, we can run if people will go viral with this and donate $1 million. Now, $1 million is what $100,000 was 15, 20 years ago. So understand we're really asking for $100,000 in Federal Reserve notes. And in a year, it'll probably be, you know, $100,000 will be, you know, the equivalent of, you know, $20,000. I mean, it's just evaporating. So you're also taking something. And, I mean, that's another reason I want to go ahead and expand so I can spend a little bit of the money we've built up. Because I don't want to just, not it's not a lot, but I have some sitting in a couple bank accounts. So, again, I've explained this to listeners. I'm going to expend my fuel. We need added fuel because, Eric, I know you work in the Air Force. I mean, you need fuel to get a bomber somewhere to drop bombs on the enemy, and that's what this is an info war.
Yes, you do. You know, and you've got a lot of good allies out there, you know, between G. Edgar Griffin at the Freedom Force International, you know, and others. You've got so much content that we could be putting on television 24/7, and I always look at it as, you know, you've got to shoot for the stars. You've got to go for the highest level. If you hit the moon, that's fantastic. But we got to get off the ground in any case, and so I'm hoping that, you know, let's do this. Let's do this.
Well, there's no doubt that a better produced TV program, and I'm pretty good on TV, and then guests and other things, and I'd even hook it up where you can pretty inexpensively, comparatively, have other people that even take their shows once a week and then send them in to us.
Yep.
Or we had the money, the fiber optic connection, where they'd upload it to us. And there's a lot of new technologies that, I mean, just 5 years ago, it would take $10 million to start a network. Now it only costs a few million to do it. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I do everything I say I'm going to do. So it's literally in your hands. It is up to you what happens with this money bomb. If this money bomb's successful, maybe we'll have a money bomb once a year or something, or a fundraising week. I don't like doing this. I'd rather you support our AM&FM affiliates. I'd rather have sponsors and things, but it just doesn't bring in the capital we need to be able to properly do this, and I need more fuel. I mean, if I want to take off in my B-52, my InfoWars B-52, fly over the New World Order capital in the InfoWar and blow the daylights out of them, I need the fuel. I've got the bombs, but I just need to get over the enemy and drop weapons on them, and we're going to do that. And so it's up to you. You've got the ball, ladies and gentlemen. We need the InfoWars money bomb. It starts in about 10 hours at InfoWars.com to launch. We're going to have people here at midnight to take your phone calls. We're going to order that way. And by order, we're going to do a thing where if you even want to do it over the shopping cart, you can get a free citizen rule book for gifts or things like that. Or if you want to call in and donate, whatever, tonight, midnight, Central Standard Time. And I just want to thank you for having the idea to do this. And I know you'll be on the show with me tomorrow from 8 to midnight, popping in as we track all of this. You will also have a graph we're going to be giving you in the next few hours, so we can update the numbers as they come in. That graph will also be in InfoWars, but also InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, so people can see their donations as they build up. And I really appreciate you coming on the show, Eric Nordstrom.
That's fantastic, sir. Just, you know, I say pledge now with a few dollars, pay now with a few dollars, or pay later with your liberty.
Absolutely. Let me talk to you in the break. We're going to break in about a minute. I want to tell you something. Okay, I'm going to come back, cover some news. And, man, there is so much of it. In-flight surveillance could foil terrorists in the sky. New Scientist. Companies to put in-seat cameras to watch your faces. The artificial intelligence computer system will decide if you're planning a terror attack off your facial expression. See, now an excuse to SWAT you. Now an excuse to taser with the air marshal. Now an excuse to put you on a list because you had gas and made a frown. You see, and it's all quackery. 8 million of you. It was 1 million. Now we learn it's 8 million on the terror list. You'll all be terrorists before they're done. 8 million Al-Qaeda's in America. Total bull. There's not one real Al-Qaeda. It's CIA. Shame on these murderers. Senate to push carbon tax enslavement bill. We'll cover this when we get back. That's right. U.S. Senate moving to give you your enslavement. And they will phase it in within the next few years on all of your energy costs, gasoline, power, light bulbs. But then they're going to bring it in with a card, and you'll swipe that. It will hold your creds. And then when you're out of creds, and it's designed where you have about half the creds you need to live, you will pay the Federal Reserve taxes.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas. May 29, 2008. Gold, $891. Hounds gold coins can be purchased for $917.90, $452.15 for half, $226.08 for quarter. That's $917.90, $452.15, and $226.08. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that modern technology has devised a barcode that fits inside a tiny microchip that can be placed under the skin of dogs and children to track them everywhere they go? Did you know they're now working on a chip to place under the skin of human beings that'll let you buy and sell in a global economy without cash, coins, and checks? It's the coming 666 system called the Mark of the Beast in Revelation chapter 13. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to take your order for a free subscription.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Distinctly a leader in power. They're smart, they're cunning, they're slick, they're con artists. They know how to manipulate you. They convinced you that you were the big boss. that you weren't being manipulated, that you weren't being conned, that there wasn't an elite, that corrupt elites don't exist. That was like existing you that there aren't. That was like convincing you there weren't fish in the sea or a sun in the sky or birds in the trees or grass on the ground. I mean, they convinced you to just trust and mindlessly tune out of reality. Like the world's just some wonderland where you just run around happily giggling and snickering to yourself like a mindless weed head. Meanwhile, evil grew. And I'm just a good old boy that isn't stupid. And I can read their own documents, and it freaks me out. And I am sitting here screaming and yelling that we're under attack, that we're under bombardment, trying everything I can to get you to see the big picture and realize what we're doing as a society, where we're going, and trying to get you to be an active participant in your own life, trying to get you to engage with reality. I mean, look at this. Lee Rogers did a great report on this up on Infowars.com from Rogue Government. Senate to push carbon tax enslavement bill. The establishment is getting ready to push forward with Joe Lieberman's proposed carbon credit enslavement bill. The bill, otherwise known as American Climate Security Act. Oh, it's all for security, just like Homeland Security and Patriot Act of 2007, or S-2191, has been reintroduced. Will give the Environmental Protection Agency draconian powers to implement a carbon credit system here in the United States, a new tax system over everything. Read the full analysis of the bill here. This is nothing more than a carbon tax, and the bill intends to reduce the amount of available carbon credits on a year-to-year basis starting in the year 2012. Now, again, that means phasing it into everything. This will effectively make it more difficult for small and medium-sized businesses to compete with the large multinational corporations who have had the resources to deal with the ridiculous environmental enslavement tax. The threat of man-made carbon emissions causing global warming is a documented fraud. Over 31,000 scientists have recently come forward refuting the claims of Al Gore and others who are promoting this lie. The fact that the corporate-controlled media can continue to provide and promote this huge lie is a propaganda to pass the carbon credit initiative is utterly insane. According to the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, debate is scheduled to begin on this legislation next week or the beginning of June. For years, the Senate Committee on Environmental and Public Works was a burial ground for legislation addressing, among other things, coal-powered electricity generation. The U.S. has about a quarter of the world's known supply of coal, and coal is a primary source of electricity in this country. Hydroelectric power is not as prominent elsewhere in the region. They call the U.S. a region in the Senate. This is commonly said that reducing the emissions of coal used to generate electricity is vital to controlling greenhouse gas emissions here. Most seem to believe that this is a cornerstone to any effective policy. In December, the committee with a Democratic majority passed America's Climate Security Act of 2007. The bill will be debated in the Senate next week. The Republicans are split on this bill. Larry Craig and other Republicans did all they could to prevent the bill from getting out of conference. The bill, though, is sponsored by Joe Lieberman and John Warner. Warner is on the committee. And they act like Republicans. Oh, I accidentally burned down the restaurant when we were in debt. I accidentally lightning struck. Oh, they're so conservative. Even though this is absolutely no difference between the Republicans and the Democrats, it's pretty clear the establishment is hell-bent on pushing the thing through. The majority of Democrats are going to support the bill. And if they don't pass it this year, they've got Valhalla coming. Barack Obama or Hillary, it looks like they're going to win. It could be McCain. Who knows? And then they'll control the House and the Senate, and it's all going to continue. The wars, taxes, gun control, amnesty. Because you look at the establishment, they're all together. You look at these people, and they agree on every single issue right down the line. Open borders, gun control, carbon taxes, the Iraq war. The parties are all for it. The parties are all for it because the parties are bought and paid for by the same people. And let me give all the establishment folks out there, I think they're members of the establishment, a newsflash. $7 trillion has been spent or disappeared out of the Pentagon in the last 6.5 years. $7 trillion. You understand the biggest robbery in history. That's why you've been militarized and told we're the enemy. Because you're now to bring us to the next level.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
About 15 years ago, when I really woke up to the New World Order, I mean, I'd read None Dare Call a Conspiracy 17 years ago. I began reading UN documents. I began reading their own books. Got a copy of Tragedy and Hope. And they said they were going to restrict our food, our water. They were going to train us. Because they said a middle class created liberty and freedom, and now they're training you to accept $4 a gallon gas. They're training you to accept that water isn't inexpensive, artificially creating artificial scarcity. They are training you how to be a slave. They want 99% of us being absolutely slaves, living in shacks, with roving bands of heavily armed paramilitary police ruling over us. And that is the New World Order. That's what they say it is. I've heard NPR many times. We've got a guest coming on who's going to push it. So you can hear it from the horse's mouth about how we consume too much and how we're bad and how we've got to pay. For lack of a better term, this is communism. I mean, for us, it will be living like communist slaves. For the elite, they get all the... I mean, here in Austin, they took tens of thousands of acres in two different big land buys, claiming they were going to turn it into huge city parks, that no houses could be built on it. They would, for a decade, told farmers, ranchers that they couldn't sell the property. They increased their taxes on it, that they couldn't build on it for the earth, for the Edwards Aquifer, for the salamander, claiming runoff was hurting the salamander. As soon as they got it, five-star hotels, golf courses, luxury spas, $1 million, $5 million, they started a million ranchettes. And the elite are all moving in there. I mean, I live here. I've been in radio debates on other radio shows with the local SOS people and local environmental heads, and they'll just laugh in the parking lot. They'll go, Jones, you're not going to stop us. And I've been to smart growth conferences where they'll just laugh even on stage and go, yeah, it's about money. We're taking over. And they just start laughing. I mean, these are vicious criminals, folks. You just need to go to a smart growth conference and see, like they had here, several thousand city managers and bank heads of major banks and that owner of Dell Computers, Michael Dell. I interviewed him. I got to find that tape. We put it on Access. People have seen it. The newspaper wrote it up. It's in the Austin Chronicle. They're right up on it. I can't even find my own tape. And I laid it out. I mean, it is business. Because, you see, the people with connections get to build a factory or get to build a hotel. It means you don't. Do you understand? Now, tying into all this, and I'm going to tell you right now, I hope he's wrong. I don't know what's going to happen. But he told us a year ago on air that food prices were going to go up, and they have gone up globally about 50%, about 25 to 30%, depending on what it is. Some of them have doubled. They are having rationing, you know, of how much corn or how much rice you can buy places. But farmers are putting in, at least around here in Texas, we're seeing farming come back. So that's one thing that's happened. Steve will tell you, and I did look up the numbers he said a month ago when he was on with us. He said that they were raising less corn this year than last, and I went and looked it up, and he was right. I mean, I believe Steve believes what he's saying, but I was really getting shocked by it, so I did some research that night. I listened to the rebroadcast and wrote down a bunch of things he said and went and looked it up, and it was happening. Now, a lot of this is speculation because the dollars are being devalued, so people are dumping their dollars globally into that. But a lot of it is bad weather, tsunamis, hurricanes, typhoons, too much rain, too little rain, and then, of course, the dollar being devalued, and then ethanol and the rest of it. So the prices have gone up. There is talk of depression. It's smart to have storable food. I mean, that's why I'm pushing this. I believe in it. I've done it. Steve thinks it's curtains, and he's in food supply. It's a big company. And so he's here to give us a report on what he's seeing as a big food supplier, somebody who gets it from the bigger suppliers. Steve Shank, thank you for coming on with us, eFoodsDirect.com.
Well, it's great to be again with you, Rudd. It's just absolutely amazing what goes on, Alex. This last week, we got an interesting report. The financial organizations are reporting the fact that we now are dealing, at least to a certain extent, with our international trade deficit. Notwithstanding the fact that the dollar is crashing, we are now selling enough stuff so that the balance of trade, the trade deficit the United States has, is being reduced. But guess what they're selling to reduce it?
They're selling our food and they're selling our production, which gets counted as a trade deal, when the farms move from the valley in Texas or Southern California to Mexico.
That's right.
So we're even moving the production. It's all over, yeah. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And the thing is that we announced the last time that you and I talked the fact that we have rationing of rice and wheat flour in this country. We counseled people to put in at least 2 gallons of cooking oil for each adult one-year supply of food that they were storing back. Now, here's what has happened just recently. At the same time, we have people virtually standing in bread lines. Now, McDonald's announced the fact that they're not going to increase the cost of their $1 menu because it would affect the way investors look at their stock. So they're subsidizing. Those of you that are not buying the $1 menu are subsidizing.
Let me stop you. Mexico is also announcing they're trying to freeze prices. And then I also saw Walmart is going to freeze, but then they're going to have to ration. And so you're right, because that would then affect their stock. Go ahead, sorry.
So what happens? What happens is virtually Americans are standing in bread lines. The people that are going to McDonald's and buying their $1 menu because that's all they can afford, they are being subsidized by the rest of you that are buying the regular menu at McDonald's, and that's nothing more than a bread line, only you're subsidizing it. The fact is that we have Americans going to their grocery stores and being told that they can't get as much wheat flour as they want, and in some areas they're not getting it at all. We're having Americans go to buy rice and be told in even small stores that they can only have one bag and sometimes none at all. So we virtually have bread lines forming here in the United States. And the thieves now have discovered that $4 a gallon fuel is more expensive than the cooking oil that they can steal from the fast food restaurants and turn into fuel. So we have a double hit, Alex. The double hit is very simple. Fuel prices are going up astronomically, food prices are going up astronomically, and anytime you have that happen, you will have the criminal element involved. And literally, criminals are stealing the cooking oil from fast food restaurants in order to turn it into diesel fuel. Now, what this all means to you and me and Joe Lunchbucket out there is very simple. We are standing in bread lines. Our fuel is going past our ability to even get to our jobs, and they are selling our food to resolve the national trade deficit and bragging about it. Commodities investors are bragging about
buying. Well, let's explain. The dollar's tanking, yes. So we are like a third world country, so we're being looted. Everybody's coming in, not just buying ports and roads and the police department and the water district and everything being handed over and cops out doubling, tripling the tickets they're writing, squeezing the poor, pathetic slaves. On top of all of that, they're buying up the food.
That's right. Now, what this means very simply, about 2 weeks ago, we announced on your program that we were forced into a price increase. And the reason for that, you'll find that some of the retailers, many folks are finding that there are retailers selling these long-term storable foods. Many of them didn't have to go with price increases because they're still selling junk left over from 1999. One of the things that we're doing, people are trusting eFoods Direct as a result of your counsel with them, and they're buying food, and we guarantee that nothing is stored from any longer than when we get the order. So we're buying in fresh stuff, but the disadvantage is that the pricing is pricing we got to pay. So what we did was exactly the same thing we've been telling people to do. We went out and bought truckloads of wheat back before it started being rationed, when we were seeing the wheat problems coming up. And as a result of that, we just got delivery on several of those truckloads. 2 weeks ago, we announced a price increase. Right now, as a result of having all that wheat and being able to trade it back to the suppliers for other items like fruits and vegetables that are virtually impossible to get right now at the supply lines, we are now announcing for the first time on your show that we are going to have a rollback almost to the point of where the price increase started, just because we did exactly what we're telling your listeners to do. We're telling your listeners to go out and get food in while they can still afford it, and then when the prices go astronomical, they don't have to be afraid of the problems. What we have done is we've traded several truckloads of wheat for the other fruits and vegetables so that they're all fresh. And now, if you look on the website, eFoodsDirect.com, you'll find we're announcing a rollback of the price increase we had a couple weeks ago to almost the same prices we had, and we're going to be able to ship out food at considerably less than what these people would have to be paying just because we did exactly what we're telling them to do. Go out and get the dadgum food while you can afford it, before it disappears, before it's rationed, before you can't buy it, and call eFoodsDirect.com and do it.
Okay, eFoodsDirect.com, big links at the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But, Steve,
yep.
Give out the phone number.
It's 800-409-5633. For those of you that aren't up on the Internet, 800-409-5633. The main thing that I'm dealing with in this, Alex, is the fact that as a result of analyzing the news and what's happening out there in the future, I know that it makes you nervous when we come back with this stuff, but these aren't wild-eyed predictions. We've been at this for 27 years, Alex, and you know, it may look like, gee whiz, I've got some sort of a crystal ball. The fact is that history repeats itself. People behave in a certain way. If we know the objective is to control the population with food, it doesn't take a brain surgeon to look at the fact that we have shortages in America, our food is being sold off, the grain markets are screaming because foreign countries are coming in here with cheap American dollars.
1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633. No, I mean, with the talk of depression, with huge inflation that's happening, I think it's a good idea to have storable food in any uncertain times. I've been storing food for 10 years plus, so I believe in it, Steve. My only issue is that it's just hard to believe it's going to get as bad as even the mainstream media is saying, and I've seen them do that before, and I think maybe the speculation could end or a big crop could come in. But then I go look things up, and they are growing less corn than they did last year, which is pretty bizarre. And so we know a lot of things that are corn-fed, like meats and things, are going to go up. So there's no doubt that it's a good idea to have storable foods. I know they're doing this. I mean, I know they're doing this. Okay, I know they engineered the gas going up in the 70s, and the documents have now come out to train us to accept higher gas prices. So we know they're artificially doing that now. And I know they're training us to accept higher food prices now. This is part of our raping. So I know this is happening. My whole deal is that this is what I've seen them do. They'll run gas up from $1 to $2, and it drops back down to $1.50, and you're happy to take $1.50. Then they run it up to $3, and you're happy to take $2.50 when it goes back down. Then they run up to $3.50, and you're happy to have it be $3. Then they run it up to $4.50, like it's going now, and then you're happy when it's only $3.50. So my thing is, I mean, the way the world's operating and the crazy government we've got, and I think people should get storable foods, I just never know what they're going to do next because it's so confusing. But you are there in the food company, so you're seeing it, and you're telling me that you say it's going to get worse.
Well, I'll tell you exactly what's going on. I've got a whole bunch of cattle ranchers out in Missouri that I'm going to have a meeting with next weekend, and we're discussing what the situation is. The farmers that are growing the grains, the grains are being boosted up so high in price, the corn particularly, which is the mash for the cattle, because of subsidizing of ethanol, these farmers can't afford to buy the feed to feed your dairy cows, to feed your poultry, to feed all of your basic protein source for the country. They are now selling out dairy herds because the farmers can't afford to feed them. Now, what that's going to do, and this is a prediction, but
that's going to be a chain reaction in all milk products.
Well, not only that, you're going to have a glut in the beef market, and your beef prices might go down for a little bit. And then after that, you won't have any beef at all. And what will happen is that we have the rice farmers that are being paid. You see, one of the big issues right now, if you watch the commodities investors, if you as consumers, if our listeners would just watch where the commodities investors are throwing their money and then run out real quick and buy that first, then they will be right on target as to what the shortages are going to be next time. In fact, one of the things I'm going to do with my radio show is we're going to have a commodities issue that tells people what to buy. For example, if you know that they're selling off wheat and we've got bread lines on wheat, folks, go out and put in enough wheat. It's going to take about 200 pounds of wheat in your storage to provide you a half a loaf of bread a day for a year for one adult. Okay? That's information you can get from efoodsdirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Yeah, that's right. You're also not just selling high-quality freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. You also are giving people advice, showing them other places to go. You have a Sunday afternoon radio show right before mine starts. And so you're here on the Genesis Network. Tell folks about that radio show. And you're also on weeknights.
Yep. Well, what we're doing is we're trying to keep you folks informed as to exactly what's going on with food. We're going to have a commodity section, which I know is boring to all of you, but we're going to tell you how you can invest in your family just like the okay. profit takers are investing in
Steve,
what's going
we're
on
almost out of time. Tell folks what time yep. your radio show's on weeknights.
Well, we're on 7 to 8 each night, and on the weekends, right after Roger, for 2 hours from 6 to 8 Central Time, and the fellow that's handling that for me now, I'm not on the radio. I've gotten too busy with everything I got to do. A fellow by the name of Roger Fredenberg is taking over the show for me, but we counsel together as to what we're going to do.
Yeah, Roger's a big talk show. Roger's a big talk show host. Fire out the phone number, 1-800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com. Steve, give us another update in a few weeks. Thanks for coming on.
We'll do it. Talk to you then.
All right. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with more news. A big guest. Stay with us.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Solay Wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Solay Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Bum, 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 bum. They're like, shut up, Gomes! Don't sing over the music! Hey, we might still have time, ladies and gentlemen, to turn this around.
Did we still
Frontline in the info war. I'm Alex Jones, defending liberty, resisting tyranny. Yeah, I'm glad I went crazy, or I would have gone insane. Good part right here. Crank it up. That's right, I'm the sane one. I read hundreds of government documents and think tank documents, how they're poisoning our water and our food, killing us. You bet I go crazy. Yeah, crazy's just doing something that the majority doesn't do. You know what they told the first black men? Who grabbed the hickory stick out of their master's hands and beat their brains out with it? They said, that boy crazy, the other guy's in the slave pit. No, he wasn't crazy. No, they were crazy. I'm not going to stay down in the bottom of a hold of a ship like cattle. I'm not a slave. My ancestors killed people that tried to enslave them. What about your ancestors? Get off my back. Get out of my way. I'm not trying to run your life. Don't run mine, you trash. Get out of my way. Get out of my way. You want to go jump off a cliff and be a loser? Go do it. But get out of my way. We'll see if he ends up showing up at the show. San Francisco sets precedent, imposes carbon tax on businesses. We even have that newscast. John, I forgot to tell you, dig that newscast out on the San Francisco carbon tax I gave you Monday. You got that? Yeah, I want to play that, bringing our guest in. We'll see if our guest shows up for the show. Government official, government authority with the new carbon tax. And they said, don't worry, California's about to pass one too, under Lord Schwarzenegger, and we're going to get his take on what this is going to do and how this is going to operate and what's going to happen when we get back. So we'll tell you about that here in just a minute or two. Fourth hour, the new fourth hour. It isn't as new as it once was, doing it a couple months now. Straight ahead, and I'll be back live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Don't forget, I'll be live tomorrow night. 8 to midnight. That's right, a four-hour show just at InfoWars.com for the Money Bomb. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Jerry.